Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. India is in close and constant touch with its nationals in Bangladesh through its diplomatic missions amid unrest in the neighboring country. In a Sumoto statement in both houses of parliament over the situation in Bangladesh yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said presently around 19,000 Indian nationals are in Bangladesh, including 9,000 students. He said a bulk of the students have already returned home last month on the advice of the High Commission in Dhaka. Dr. Jaishankar informed the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha that New Delhi is monitoring the situation with regard to the status of minorities. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has appointed Nobel Laureate Mohammad Yunus as head of an interim government. The decision to this effect was taken at a meeting President Shahabuddin had with chiefs of the three services and a 13-member delegation of anti-discrimination student movement at Bangapan, the presidential palace in Dhaka yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated President Draupadi Murmu on being bestowed the highest civilian award of Fiji, Companion of the Order of Fiji. The Prime Minister said this is a moment of immense pride and joy for every Indian. Modi said this award is also a recognition of President Murmu's leadership as well as the historic people-to-people connect between the two countries. Department of Industries and Commerce, Government of Nagaland, signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC, at Kohima yesterday. The MOU was signed by Chief Business Officer, Delhi, Shirish Joshi and Director, Industries and Commerce, P. Tokuka Sema. The primary aim of this MOU is to collaborate in facilitating digital sales for small businesses, farmers, artisan and entrepreneurs through the ONDC platform and enhance the digital inclusion. The collaborative efforts under this MOU also aim to empower and enable these diverse business entities by leveraging digital solutions and fostering sustainable growth. Open Network for Digital Commerce is a flagship initiative of the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade under the Ministry of Commerce and Industries to democratize e-commerce in India. In Nagaland, the Department of Industries and Commerce is the nodal department for promoting and advancing the successful implementation of ONDC initiative within the state. For further expansion and widespread participation, the Government of Nagaland has empaneled Ilantlo Services Private Limited, a Nagaland-based e-commerce brand, to work as the nodal agency to bring in all the local artisans, FPOs, entrepreneurs, etc. under its umbrella and help in their onboarding process onto the ONDC network. Then the National Handloom Day will be celebrated today in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will confer Sand Kabir Awards and National Handloom Awards to handloom weavers for their outstanding contribution in handloom sector. During the event, award catalogue and Goffi table book, Barambara, Sustainability in Handloom Traditions of India, will be released by the Vice President. Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh, industry representatives, exporters, designers and more than 1,000 weavers across the country will be attending this event. Different activities will be organized across the country as a part of the celebrations. The celebration aim to generate awareness about the importance of handloom sector and its contribution to the socio-economic development of the country. The government has appointed C.S. Sethi as chairman of State Bank of India, SBI, for a period of 3 years. Sethi, currently senior-most MD of the bank, will replace incumbent chairman Dinesh Kumar Khara on August 28. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the proposal of the Department of Financial Services for the appointment of Sethi as chairman of SBI for a period of 3 years, with effect from the date of assumption of charge. And in Paris Olympics, Indian women's wrestling will have its biggest day today when Vinesh Phogat participates in the 50-kilogram freestyle final, hoping to win a historic maiden gold medal for the country. Vinesh, who made history by becoming the first woman wrestler to reach the final at the Olympics, will take on Sarah Ann Hildebrand of the United States at 9:45 p.m. IST. Meanwhile, the Indian men's hockey team played its heart out, but went down 2-3 to the world champion Germany in the second semi-final. India will now face Spain in the Olympics bronze medal match. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.